go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15. Yeah, and this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding. You know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally. You know what I'm talking about? So check it out. First got it when he was 6, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it. Branded, since the first kickflip he landed, labeled a misfit, a bandit. Cocoon, 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 his neighbors couldn't stand it. So he was banished to the park, started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry young man, there's no skating here. So we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push and coast. My man got a little older, became a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself is what his mama said, but he was feeling himself. Got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these Ariels and Varials, and I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear, I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about, some odd in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers intertwined with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push, yeah, yeah, and coast.
Yeah, swanky.
Yeah, yeah, before he knew he had a crew that wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB dunks. They would push till they couldn't skate no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more, and it wasn't like they wasn't getting chased no more. Just the freedom was better than breathing, they said. An escape route they used to escape out. When things got crazy, they needed to break out. They'd head to any place with stairs, any good grinds, the world was theirs. And they four wheels would take them there, until the cops came and said, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just rebels without a cause, with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push, yeah.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 10 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
That's what we'll do today. We mostly talk about books we love, or books that we want to read, or poems that we love. But sometimes we read a book that we don't like, and we do discuss it. But it's not that often, right?
Yeah.
Because we pick them out really well. We know how to pick a book that we're going to like most of the time. But I'm excited to talk with you, Fatia, today. And I have no idea what you want to talk about today, so it's a big surprise for me. So So go ahead, surprise me. What did you want to share today?
I wanted to share a poem. It's called Journey to Happiness. Sometimes you have no reason to stay and realize that's a perfect reason to go. And that taking an entirely new way is the only method to grow. If you washed on obeisances bite and you feel decisions heavy heft, to go to the left where nothing's right, or to the right where nothing's left. Remember, it doesn't matter where you proceed or which mountain you want to ascend. It does not matter whether you succeed, it's the journey that matters in the end.
What made you decide to share that poem today?
A couple of reasons. One, because I feel like at this time of the year, you just like it's like very like happy for some reason. And then the second reason is like I feel very happy today. I have no idea why. I just feel very happy. And so I was wondering if I should share like something about being happy and happiness.
Yeah, to match your mood.
Yeah.
That's nice. I'm glad you're feeling happy today. That was a very nice poem. I also have a poem I could share today. And what made me pick out this poem is that it is delivered in a new picture book. And it's called In Praise of Mystery. This is the name of the poem and the name of the book. So it's In Praise of Mystery by Poet Laureate Ada Limón. And it's illustrated by Caldecott honoree Peter Sis, who is an acclaimed children's book illustrator. I guess he possibly has done other illustrations too, but I know his work through children's books. And Ada Limón is so the she's the U.S. Poet Laureate, and is one of my favorite poets. I frequently read her poems on the radio, but this one was new to me, and I like a poetry picture book, a fun way to read a new poem or an old favorite too. And I really love Peter Sis's illustrations in here. But here, I'll read the poem and then I'll read a little bit about the poem as well. So it's In Praise of Mystery, a poem for Europa. Arching under the night sky, inky with black expansiveness, we point to the planets we know. We pin quick wishes on stars. From Earth, we read the sky as if it is an unerring book of the universe, expert and evident. Still, there are mysteries below our sky. The whale song, the songbird singing its call in the bough of a wind-shaken tree. We are creatures of constant awe, curious at beauty, at leaf and blossom, at grief and pleasure, sun and shadow. And it is not darkness that unites us, not the cold distance of space, but the offering of water, each drop of rain, each rivulet, each pulse, each vein. O second moon, we too are made of water, of vast and beckoning seas. We too are made of wonders, of great and ordinary loves, of small invisible worlds, of a need to call out through the dark. I think that's such a lovely poem. And this poem was written specifically to make a journey beyond our planet. Da, 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 da. So it's going to be engraved on NASA's Europa Clipper spacecraft, and it's going to travel 1.8 billion miles from Earth to Jupiter's second moon, which is called Europa, which is why it's a poem for Europa. And this says that Europa Clipper is scheduled to launch in October of this year and to enter Jupiter's orbit in 2030. That's pretty wild that it's going to take 6 years, or maybe slightly less, but around 6 years to get there. And she wrote in the back here, even though the poem was meant to travel outward into space, I also wrote it to celebrate and honor the wonders of our own precious planet. Fascinating. So if you want to learn more, you can check out this book and read the full note at the end of it. And also go to nasa.gov/EuropaClipper. Learn more about that. But I loved that poem. I thought it was very beautiful. And I have a book I can share as well that I just read the other day. And it's a second book in a series, or at least it's the follow-up to a book. I guess that's the same thing. But the first book was called Cross My Heart and Never Lie, and it's a graphic novel, middle grade graphic novel by Nora Dulcinea. So you'll meet some of the characters in the first book, but I think you can dive into the second one without reading the first one, because I haven't read the first one in a long time, so I was forgetting a lot of what happened in the first book and our introduction to the characters. But as I was reading, little pieces were coming to my memory from that. But yeah, you can definitely dive right in. But it follows up with our characters from the first book, who are Tuva, Linnea, and Bao. And they live in Norway and they go to school there. And there's a forest and a bog next to their school that they love to play in, hang out in. It's like their safe space, and it's very important to them in their lives. And they're about to go to a new school when they enter high school in the coming year. So they're enjoying their last moments, probably playing in these woods. And they've noticed that the weather has become more erratic. There's been a lot of rainfall that's been really changing the way they're able to play and the way that their families live their lives. And one day there's a near accident out in the woods due to rushing water from rainfall, from heavy rainfall. And the school had been, as part of this, the school is wanting to expand their parking lot. And to do so, they're planning to take down the forest, to remove the forest and put in a parking lot. And so the young people in the story who care so much about the forest, both about the animals and the creatures that live there, but also as it being a good space for them and their family, and recognizing the changing weather as something that's caused by the overabundance of cars on the roads and other devastation to our environment, they decide they want to fight to save our forest, which is actually the name of this book, is Save Our Forest, exclamation mark. And so they decide to do whatever they can to help make sure that the forest is preserved and that the school and the town that they live in are making good decisions for the future of themselves and the other creatures on this planet. So it's an interesting look at both middle school and that shifting of like from youth to teenhood, and also about student activism and climate activism. And so I really liked it a lot. As I was saying, as I was reading, I was remembering more and more about the first book, which I also liked, which focused. This one centers mostly around the character Bao, who has really taken this on as her issue, and her friends help with that and are an important part of it. But it's really her that's the center of this story. And the first story, Tuva, was the central character. So I'm curious if there's going to be another one that focuses on another character, perhaps Linnea or their new friends, some of whom we meet in this story, one of whom at least we met in the previous story. But yeah, so that is Save Our Forest by Nora Dulcinea. And you could also read Cross My Heart and Never Lie, which is the first book in this, I guess what I'm calling a series, but again, I'm not sure if she considers it a series. And I really like the style, the art, and I feel like they do a good job of mixing in their like texting communications as well. But yeah, check it out. And that one's out now. It's available currently. And then I could talk about one other book that I read this past week that I really loved, which I'd mentioned on a show recently, I believe, as one that was coming out that I was excited to read. And I actually read it, which is exciting because often I say I'm excited to read them and then I don't actually get around to it. And they're just constantly on my to-read list. But this one I did read and really enjoyed it. It's called On a Wing and a Tear, and it's by Cynthia Leighton Smith. And it is I'd say, a contemporary road trip novel, but that has a little bit of what I would consider fantasy, because there are some talking animals, like talking and communicating with humans, animals, because obviously animals talk amongst one another. But so it all ties into a Muskogee tale about the Great Ball Game, which is a game for the animals and the birds. And it's this legendary game where the animals were versus the birds, and Bat was a special character that sort of met in between because he had elements of both the land animals and the birds who can fly. And so there's a family living in Chicago. So it's really a sort of a joint family. So there's Melanie or Mel Roberts, and she's Muskogee Odawa, and then Ray Half Moon, who is Cherokee Seminole, and the Roberts family. So Mel and her mom have become house guests of the Half Moons. So Ray and his grandfather. And so they're living in a shared household together. And they've created sort of their own sort of chosen family. And one day, behind the place where they live, great grandfather Bat comes along, and they find him in an old oak tree, and he has a wing with a tear in it. And he has to make it to the great ball game and heal up in time to play. So Grandpa Half Moon, Grandpa Charlie, offers to drive Bat from Chicago down to the traditional playing field, which is outside Macon, Georgia. And Mel and Ray and a neighborhood squirrel, Gray Squirrel, decide to come along and help all that they can to make sure that Bat can get where they need to be safely and all healed up for the game. So they set up on this road trip from Chicago, Illinois, to Macon, Georgia, and they have some adventures along the way, especially when there's two, I guess, influencers video. They have like a video web show that come across this group of travelers and are convinced that they heard the bat speaking to the humans and in English. And so they decide that they need to tell this story because that's what they do. And so they start chasing down this group. So our heroes are trying to get bat safely to the game, and these influencers are trying to make a name for themselves by providing stunning web content. But yeah, I thought it was a really great book. I love the Muskogee tale, so I liked that as like a part of the story. And then I like the road trip and the two families that have come together. And one thing I actually didn't know, because I haven't read it before, is that Ray and Grandpa Half Moon are also in two other books by Cynthia Leutich Smith. So they're in a book called Indian Shoes and the short story collection Ancestor Approved Intertribal Stories for Kids. So that's cool. I'll have to read some of those because I really liked the characters in this book a lot. And I think a lot of people would like this story. And that parts of it are told from more of the like human perspective and some from the animal perspective. So it kind of it hops around a little bit, which I also found interesting as a way of melding sort of the like what feels like a just a standard realistic fiction contemporary story with the element of the animals being able to talk with the humans and really working together, the squirrel and the bat. Yeah, so those are my books for the week. I really enjoyed all three of them and highly suggest them.
They sound very interesting.
Yeah, I think they're all very different and all very good. I would highly suggest all three. So hopefully some of our listeners will get to read them sometime. Maybe Fatia too.
Yes.
So before we go for the day, I just wanted to wish a happy birthday to our friend Fatia, whose birthday is just around the corner. It's going to be happening before our next radio show. So I wanted to wish you a happy birthday on the air in the meantime. I hope you have a really happy birthday, Fatia. That all your birthday
Thank
wishes come
you.
true. You're welcome. And just another reminder to our listeners that the library's Ghostly Gallop 5K Race and Kids Fun Run is just around the corner. It's on Sunday, October 27th in the morning. There's a costume contest at 9:30, kids fun run at 10, and the 5K race at 10:30. You can get more information on our website, hudsonarealibrary.org. It's a great fun event. Love seeing people running around the city in costumes. And it's just before Hudson Halloween, so people can make a whole day of it. Have a fun time. But yeah, you can check out all of our programs and activities, and you can find and place holds on the books that we discussed today at hudsonarealibrary.org. But we're going to say goodbye now, and we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading!
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down.
Try to stop us, no, no, no. Boston, hey.